Some days don't go the way you think. You get a call from your estranged mother, and the next day you're halfway across the country, holding her hand as she goes. A half-forgotten lotto ticket wins you $50, so you splurge on a meal by yourself and meet someone who will change the course of your life. Make one choice, and your life goes one way. Make a different choice, and it branches off in a whole other direction. Those once-in-a-lifetime moments could happen any minute, but you never know when they're coming. Usually, you don't recognize them until they're a long way behind you. When I woke up this morning, I didn't know that today would be the last day of my life. But once it ended, I saw all of my choices unfurl in front of me. All the roads I'd taken or neglected, they all led to this path. Goodbye, mortal me. Hello, inked goddess.
How are you feeling?
I feel endless.
Oh, yeah? That'll pass once you get everything sorted out in your mind. Lots of lives in that pineapple of yours.
My head hurts. Everyone is talking at the same time.
That won't pass anytime soon.
Is there anything I can do about it?
You'll need to venture out under a full moon and brew up a potion of creek water, willow bark, and honey, then drink it before dawn. But if that's too much trouble, you can just take some aspirin.
The strange luminescent sheen along my walls is still in place, sealing off my shop from the outside world. Yet I can see how it's put together now, the flow of ink that holds the barrier in place. I reach out one trembling finger and brush some of the ink away. The barrier crumbles under my touch. How did I do that?
You mean break the barrier magic? That's the deal with the Inked Goddess. You can see the magical line work under the world now. That's how you interpret the world. Other kinds of supernatural creatures have their own way of seeing things. At least one other goddess saw the world like a giant etch-a-sketch. They could shake reality and rewrite small portions of it as they saw fit.
Goddesses, magic, this is insane. I need some air.
Before you do that... Okay, go ahead. No need to listen to me. How now, little wow?
I think something's wrong. It feels cold, like parts of me are being stripped away.
As I was saying, each inked goddess has a locus of power, a place or an object where their magical potential is gathered and allows transfer to those who are chosen by you to be protected. My guess is that your shop is your place of power. When you're inside it, you gather magic. When you leave, you keep a reservoir of that power, but you lose your connection.
My fingers feel like I've been holding a tattoo needle for 12 hours. Is this how it's going to be every time I run for a cup of coffee, or when I go home?
There are ways around it. One of the perks of being the Inked Goddess is being part of a lineage and not a single entity. You can draw upon the strength of those before you who held the spark. Think of those former lives like an endless sketchbook. You can view past holders of the spark and relive moments that defined them. It lets you borrow some of their strength. It's like when you finish a painting and feel that rush of a piece of art you're happy with. Now, try.
I close my eyes and think about my mentor's favorite moments. Suddenly, a sketchbook appears in front of me. The cover art tattoo is more intricate than anything I've ever seen. A kaleidoscope of interwoven patterns flowing in and through each other. As I touch the cover, a rush of warmth flows through me. I leaf through the pages, seeing tattoos she's designed, nights in her home, sugared fruit. Another page, I see her favorite client. I hear the tapping of her tools on the young woman's skin. This time, it was the spirit of the sea. As I continue to flip pages, I see friends, loved ones, even a man she stood with once and declared her love for.
Time stops when you hold the spark. I said my goodbyes to that man 10 years ago. He was so small at the end, but his eyes were still bright. When I visited him for the last time, he thought he was hallucinating.
There's no one in my life right now. Unless you count Snickle Fritz.
Take a breath. We can work on our first client in a few hours. maybe get some coffee to clear your head? Besides, you should get a feel for how the flow of magic looks in this city. It's a beautiful sight for us. It's the thing I'm going to miss most.
As if by instinct, I call up my magical sight. The colors of the world become muted, but the trade-off is amazing. Trails of color dance along the buildings of Scarth Street, shifting and brightening in time with the nearby musician playing a tune on his guitar. I can even see the notes and chords wrapping themselves around the guitarist and following pedestrians down the street. That's only the least of what I can see. A 10-foot goldfish swims through the air, sending out shimmering flecks of gold in its wake. A little crowd of creatures that look like sentient popcorn scurry along the sidewalk, whispering back and forth as they pass. What are those things?
Are you seeing the popcorn creatures? No idea. My guess? They're tourists from another dimension.
I decide to try out my new powers. As the guitarist plays, I pull out a $20 bill and draw a little symbol on it. My small spell surrounds him. People slow down as they pass, then pause to listen. The musician smiles and keeps playing. I decide I'll drop by the Mackenzie Art Gallery later and see what my new sight will show me. I think I need to sketch some of this stuff.
Knock yourself out. Wait, what's that?
These sketches? There's some symbols I saw earlier today. My friend made some mandala art with all these squiggles and shapes. I thought they'd make a good basis for tattoo designs.
If you ink these symbols on someone's flesh, it'll be the last thing you'll ever do.
What do you mean?
Anne, look at them.
When I was a little girl, my family used to rent a cabin on Echo Lake. One day, I found a gray ball held in a spider web. I squeezed the ball between my fingers and a mass of tiny, pale spiders poured out and ran down my hand. I ran screaming into the lake water. That's what it's like to look at the symbols with my magical sight. Rotten things. Ted was somehow still alive, scratching at the paper, trying to emerge from the marks I'd drawn. I feel the prickling of those spiders all over again. The panic in my limbs, the cold lake water rising over my body. What is that?
That's abyssal magic. It isn't meant to exist on this plane. But every so often, some fool thinks they can mess around with it. If your friend is using abyssal magic, they're in way over their head.
That's my friend Kat. She can't... I'm sure she has no idea what's going on. I have to help her.
Your friend has made her bed. Try to help her out and you'll end up in a fight you can't win.
No. She needs me. Isn't that what the Inked Goddess does? She helps people.
Yes. People. We set people on the right path. Your friend is off the path and deep into the woods. She's probably already marked by some entity. She may be your friend, but if you try to pull her back, she'll fight you all the way.
Kat needs my help, and that's all there is to it. I don't care about the risks.
Of course you don't, my apprentice. But you will.
Kat? Kat!
Anne, hi! What's going... Oh.
Kat stares at me. I stare back. For the first time, we truly see each other. Her clothing and skin is covered in abyssal markings, crawling along her face and body, busy at their work. The lives within me whisper words of pain, misery, loneliness, hate, and one other word. Thief.
Do you want to come in?
I enter Kat's apartment. A fog of abyssal magic assaults my eyes and lungs. The mandala from her photos is painted on the living room floor, surrounded by symbols and magical objects. Kat, what have you done?
What have I done? You've gone from zero to nuclear in a day!
I had no idea magic existed until this afternoon.
Really? I find it hard to believe that you can go from wide-eyed Pollyanna to god-level magic in a few hours. How long have you been keeping this a secret from me?
I stare at Katarina, this magic that's seeping from her. It's corrupt, twisted, and seems to eat away at not just Katarina, but everything around her. I remember what the mentor said. She'll fight me all the way. I'm not lying to you, Kat. I just wish you trusted me enough to let me in on what's happening with you.
What would I say? Hey, Anne, my boyfriend knows magic and now I can see ley lines and werewolves and pixies. How's your tattoo business going?
Does Finn know what this magic is doing to you? I can see it eating away at you, Kat.
I'm not totally naive, Anne. Finn and I are taking precautions. This magic just borrows a bit of power from everything around it. As long as I keep it fed, it won't borrow any power from me.
I'm sorry. Fed?
You know what I mean.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. You're trying to control a force that will turn on you in a heartbeat. What happens when it needs more power than you and your boyfriend can?
We have it under control, Anne. Tonight we're going to complete this ritual, and once it's done, I'll be protected. The magic won't be able to draw power from me anymore.
But anyone else is fair game?
It's not like that, Anne.
Look, I know you love Finn, but I can't let him do this to you. Come to the Neon Crossing with me, and I can help. There's a woman there who knows something about abyssal magic.
So, you get a dose of power, and suddenly you know how everything works. Finn has been using abyssal magic for years, and he isn't some monster. You don't get a free pass to judge us just because you've got some supernatural juice to go with your life coach cosplay.
The symbols on Kat's body begin to glow and ooze, forming tendrils of sick, purplish light. Something within me reacts and a set of inked wings erupt from my back. They curl around my body as Kat's tendrils lash out. The tendrils turn black and snap off, turning to ash. I reach out as Kat falls to the floor.
Get out! Just get out, Anne! I don't need your help!
Kat, please!
If you stay, I don't know if I can control the sigils. You make me hungry.
So, how'd it go with your friend? Is she all helped now?
I don't know. She's being consumed by abyssal magic. She tried to attack me with tentacles or something?
Abyssals. Supercharged hell squids with an attitude and a 3-day hangover. They'll latch on to a human host and ride it till it's a husk.
I wish I'd known sooner. I could have...
You could have what? You could have died? Because that's the best case scenario. Abyssal magic loves it when other people get drawn into its orbit. Chances are you would have ended up like Katarina. Another host.
She didn't even sound like Kat. It was all suspicion and hatred.
The Abyss has its hooks in her. It shows her the worst side of things. All the paranoia, insecurity, and fear we keep tamped down comes rushing to the surface.
I know I'm not supposed to interfere, but there must be some way to dampen that power and let me get through to her.
I hate to even mention it, but your best chance against an abyssal entity is to draw it onto the grounds of the Neon Crossing. Otherwise, you run.
I figured it was something like that. That's why I took this.
What in the hell is that?
It's an amulet. I stole it from the ritual circle in Kat's apartment. It looked important.
You are the most foolish inked goddess of the last half millennium. What do you think? What's gonna happen when they discover that thing is missing? They'll come... Oh.
Exactly. They'll come here, and I'll face them on the grounds of the crossing.
That is a terrible idea. But it's the best one you've had since you became the goddess.
Will I have enough power to, I don't know, dispel their magic?
Sadly, no. The Inked Goddess's powers are meant to benefit humanity, not go toe-to-toe with the supernatural. If you do, you risk breaking the laws that keep the divine spark on this plane.
What would happen then?
Honestly, I have no idea. Maybe you'll survive, probably you won't. No goddess has tried it before. I'll tell you this, though. I'm not going to stick around to see what happens when two abyssal magic users kick in your door.
But you can help.
Help? I already passed on the spark. Part of me literally lives within you now. Ask her for help. Me? I'm just a retiree.
Do you know anything about Finn Valentine?
Fingal Valentine. Born with stolen magic in his veins. We call him the thief. He's bad news. If you manage to pull your friend back from the edge, and that is a mighty big if, the only way to keep her away from that edge is to take care of Valentine. Are you sure you want to be doing this?
And with that, she walked out the door. I was on my own. I knew in my bones that Finn Valentine was going to come through that door. Drawing in Beth and closing my eyes, I began to gather my strength for the fight to come.
And sure gonna be surprised to see you in full drunky pad mode.
Here's the thing. Anne and me, we haven't met yet. I'm gonna have to introduce myself.
Fingal Valentine.
Maybe not.
I don't know what you're doing here, but it's wrong. You're the wrong Valentine in the wrong time. And you're ruining my calm. I can't help you.
I see now. The shop was waiting for the younger Finn, wasn't it? And please, I need to stop myself from making a really bad decision.
Valentine rolls down his sleeves. I recognize the designs. They're all mine. From the fading of some of the lines, I can tell they're decades old. Memories, or maybe visions, wash over me. Finn Valentine. Private investigator. A man with cursed magic in his blood. Thief of the abyss. The boy who talks to the stars. A bit of a drunk, and not nearly as charming as he thinks he is. And my best friend.
Look, you gave me these tattoos and crafted my magic. I need your help, Anne.
You want to help your younger self out of a bad decision. But have you considered the implications? You won't be the same. There's a chance you may help yourself right out of existence.
I get it. I might back to the future myself into oblivion. Believe me, it's something I can live with.
Very well. You owe me, Finn Valentine.
Can you put it on my tab? I promise I'll settle up with you in 30 years.
As we approach Kat's building, rings of purplish magic begin to pulse outward. Dogs in the neighborhood, sensing the upset to the natural order, begin to howl. With a sick feeling deep in my stomach, I realize my gamble didn't pay off. Stealing that piece didn't stop Kat and Finn from performing the ritual. They were plowing ahead with it. Damn the consequences. Why would they do that? I asked myself, before realizing the answer. Something wanted the ritual to go ahead. The more broken, the better. They wanted me to show up at Kat's door today.
Razor, best put on your gear.
The pink-haired biker girl growls. Her body explodes into a gigantic ferret form. I look around us, briefly worried that someone might have spotted us. But it's likely that everyone in a 10-block radius has either passed out or is hiding under a table, shaking with nameless fears. The snarling ferret bounds up the stairs and down the hallway towards Kat's apartment. She pushes past waves of magic, so strong I can almost feel myself dissolving under their force. We shelter behind her body and prepare to break in. A young version of Finn falls into the hallway. His face is pale, and his eyes are rolling in his sockets like a panicked horse. Abyssal magic bubbles under his skin like it's laughing.
I need help. You gotta help me. I figured I could just improve a circle. I thought it would keep us safe from my magic.
Valentine leaps over his younger self, both bearing identical looks of panic and helplessness on their faces. I follow him in.
Katarina!
Katarina floats above the floor, wrapped in tendrils. Purple smoke billows from the circle, pouring into her nose and mouth. Her eyes focus on Valentine. I watch helplessly as it happens, knowing that Valentine is watching it for the second time.
I'm sorry.
I wouldn't bother, old man. It is done. I am here. I am an Vassari. That is all. Tell him, demigoddess.
I can't help with this.
If this body had the inked goddess's work on her flesh, she could pull me out. Maybe. But she has no power here.
I'm gonna make your life on this plane miserable.
No, boy. You cannot touch me without killing this body. But I can offer you something in return. You hold ancient magic within yourself. You can reach into the abyss and pull out more of us. I can grant you untold power. Just call my legions forth. But you don't have to accept my gift. I can kill you and be on my way. I have an appointment, you see.
I can see the magic skittering down young Valentine's arms and gathering mass in his palms. Acting on instinct, I reach out with my pen and make a swift mark on his arm. My magic sparks to life and forms a protective shield around him, like a second skin. You will not. I cannot harm you, demon, but I can protect the ones I love. Finn Valentine is under my protection.
It does not matter. I am Envasri. Eventually, he will agree to trade this Katarina and open a gate for my family. There are so many of them. And they are so hungry.
Guess again. I never agreed to your deal.
You are powerful, Valentine. But you are... what is the human term for it? Kind of thick. I exist in your time. You will agree to my terms eventually. See you soon.
Cat, I guess it's Envasri now, settles down to the floor and walks past the two Valentines without so much as a backwards look. As she passes me, she blows me a kiss and leans in close to whisper goodbye.
Thank you for stealing that little amulet, goddess. I couldn't have done it without you. When my children come forth into this world, you will have a special place beside me.
Get out.
Till then, Valentine's little helper.
She grabs Kat's army jacket from its hook and walks out. Younger Valentine crumples to the floor, covering his face with his long hands.
Come on, Drunky Pan. We've got a few hours left. Let's at least do the job that we're being paid to do.
Riza and older Valentine exit. Valentine gives me a silent wave goodbye. I kneel beside the younger Valentine on the floor. Hello, Fingal. I'm Anne.
She's gone.
Yes.
You have to help me get her back.
No, Finn. I can't help you with that.
I see your magic. You're an inked goddess. You have to help me, please.
I can give you help. It's just going to look a little different than you think.
Tell me we can get her back. Tell me I can do that much.
For the first time, I take a moment to really look at Finn. Not the older version who stumbled through my door. Not the fool who destroyed my best friend, but a young man who has lost the one thing he truly loves. His face is etched with the pain of self-loathing, loss, and confusion. Tears glitter in his eyes, and I can feel that he is showing me something, a vulnerability that he can't afford to share with anybody else. Part of me hates him in this moment for his foolishness, for his blundering attempt at control. Part of me wants to walk out the door and leave him to wallow. But I know that without me he will drown and take everything else he loves with him when he goes. Tears glitter in his eyes, and I can feel that he is showing me something, a vulnerability that he can't afford to share with anybody else. Part of me hates him in this moment for his foolishness, for his blundering attempt at control. Part of me wants to walk out the door and leave him to wallow, but I know that without me he will drown and take everything else he loves with him when he goes. I touch his shoulder gently. He blinks away tears, and I see the mask of bravado and swagger sliding back over his face. It's such a reflex that I don't even know if he's aware of it. Come with me to the Neon Crossing. We'll get started. Here. Sit down, Finn.
What are we doing, exactly?
I met your future self today.
Right, geezer, wasn't he? I can't believe I'm going to end up with that coat.
I met him, and I couldn't see any abyssal magic around him. Only mine.
How's that supposed to work?
Like this.
You know, I've never been able to settle on a tattoo.
We will work on them together. Each tattoo will be a spell. Together, they will form a cover over your abyssal magic. You will still have magical abilities, but hopefully this will keep you and the ones you love safe.
Are you sure you want to be doing this?
You're back.
No, I'm just the version in your mind. Knowing her, she's probably halfway to New Orleans by now.
Hey, who are you talking to?
Ignore him. The adults are talking.
I said...
Shush, Finn.
Right.
What you're about to do violates the laws of the Inked Goddess. You're meant to help humans find their path, not supercharge an abyssal street magician with tattoo magic. There will be a price, Inked Goddess. I hope you can live with it.
As my needle touches Valentine's arm, I spy a flash of something bright in the corner of my eye. A page on fire, fluttering to the ground. A picture of a woman playing guitar for a crowd. Another page falls to my right, flames devouring it. The mentor's old love.
Told you there would be a prize.
The lives of the previous goddesses rain down around me, their worlds turning to ashes as I ink shapes onto Valentine's skin. This is the price. Those other lives, my link to the past. I will be born anew by the time I'm finished. Last to go is the mentor herself. She smiles, shrugs, and suddenly she's a sketch of a piece of crumpled paper. Flames take her before the smile is gone. For the last tattoo, an orange rat with a ridiculous grin. I dip carefully into Finn's abyssal magic and bring out a little glowing larva. It squirms between my fingers. I squeeze down. The magic drips down my fingers, turning to ink. With my index finger, I trace the word forget onto his chest. The words blaze briefly, purple and gold, before sinking out of sight. He won't remember his older self coming to visit now. I've decided to spare him that knowledge. All done, Fingal.
Already? I thought tattoos are supposed to be painful.
I'm good at what I do. Besides, I cast a little painkiller spell on you. When it wears off, you're going to be in a world of hurt for a little while. Not much I can do about that.
So, the Ink Goddess, innit? It's nice having a deity on my side.
I'm not on your side, Finn Valentine. I am on the side of the person Kat loved.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know if that person ever existed. Kat loved me, and look what I did to her.
That thing that came through and took possession of Kat? I don't know if there was any way to stop it. Just try not to ruin anyone else's life. Learn and do better. It's the best any of us can hope for.
I'd like to think so. You know what? I have a powerful urge to buy a new jacket. I wonder what that's about.
Like a red duster, maybe?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Call it a goddess's intuition.